This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That is unbelievable.
Classic country, ladies and gentlemen. There
that is old
Johnny
school
Paycheck.
Country. Pardon me. I've got
a nice
someone to kill.
Slow ballad.
Are you slow dancing to this?
I think you are. I think anyone picked that one for their first dance at the wedding.
This is a breakup song if I've ever heard a breakup song, right? You're slow dancing, and you know, you go to your partner. Wait, here's the hook. This is what I think of you. Pardon me, I've got someone to kill. Yeah, that's what I think of the relationship. It's been real. See you later. Wow. You think, Morgan Wallen could do anything, right? I was going to say, could Morgan Wallen,
but then
Morgan Wallen could.
N-word, throws chair at cops,
exactly.
It's fine.
It's no problem.
Sell out U.S. Bank Stadium eight times in a row.
Oh, my God. Okay. Are you done with leftovers now, if you just had them for breakfast?
I've got one big old hunk of turkey left over with some gravy I could throw on top if needed. But it'll be done either tonight or tomorrow morning.
Okay. Leftover is a texture here. So the best from Thanksgiving. Take the Hawaiian sweet rolls. They're so good.
They are delightful.
The Hawaiian sweet rolls are so hyped. They live up to the hype every bit. Top with turkey, stuffing, potatoes, and gravy. Served open face, warm in the microwave, yum. That's a good combo.
I can jump on board with that.
That is, do you count leftovers made into something like enchiladas, still leftovers? If so, then leftovers last week, otherwise day two. Yes. If you, this is what I like to call repurposing.
Very good.
I think that counts as leftovers, doesn't it? If you can,
of course it does.
Can make a spin-off meal of it?
If it was turkey or something else that was originally cooked on Thanksgiving, you can't let it sit in the fridge for, 4 weeks and then say, no, it doesn't count. It still counts.
Yeah. Saturday is the cut the cord day for leftovers. I'm reading your text here.
2 days?
wait for this one. Friday is always pizza or Italian day. After all the turkey and stuffing, he hits the spot. Saturday is the last dinner for leftovers. Flavors still kind of work. And the epiphany of what you're doing yourself hits you, and you commit to reforming. There's a lot to that text.
A lot going on.
Okay. I would say for me, it's always leftovers on Friday, at least for one of the meals.
Yeah.
Right? Do you ever just take the whole day off?
No. No. I think I had leftovers for lunch Friday. I know I did Saturday. Saturday, I finished the stuffing, the filling. But there's been turkey left, and like I said, one chunk, and it'll be gone.
Some texter suggesting that we didn't talk about Biden at all. Oh, yeah, we didn't talk to Biden at all.
Just a good hour of the show.
I mean, hour of the show.
It's fine.
Yeah. Chad.
Maybe you wanted it with Chip.
Yeah. Because who breaks down politics better than Chipper?
He's a big politico.
Chad, unfortunately, we tossed the entire meal after Thanksgiving. I'll eat leftovers. My teenage boys will only eat off the kids' menu leftovers. Icky. Sigh. Well, I think you need to do what Dave did and leave your kids outside for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
No coat. Teach them a lesson.
That's right.
And by the way, save the leftovers for yourself.
Yeah. My kids didn't eat the leftovers. You know who didn't care about that? Me.
Yeah. I want them one time, but again, the chef, who's turned into this amazing, amazing chef, was the most picky eater of all time. It was just battle after battle after battle. So at some point, you either say, this is it, or you say, whatever, you eat that, and I'm going to enjoy the leftovers. Because absolutely, you should consume them. Now, are you a freeze guy? Are you inclined to freeze any of your food? Because I could see you freezing it for like months.
I wouldn't freeze leftovers from Thanksgiving. No. We've got the double freezer. We've got plenty of things frozen, but not... Yeah, no. Just eat the leftovers. Just eat them up, people.
Today is Cyber Monday.
Really?
We have too many name days, and we have for about a decade as we close in on Christmas. Small business this, cyber this, you name it. We got a day.
We need something for yesterday. That's Sunday. Black Friday, Small Business Saturday.
Seems like Sunday
gets nothing.
Are they afraid to take on the National Football League?
They could be.
Probably a good thing to avoid, right? Will you be cybering later today?
I cybered one thing this morning that I was already planning to purchase, but it turns out I did get $5 off on it, so that's nice.
Do you buy that as we sit here on December 2nd, on so-called Cyber Monday, that you will not get better deals than this for the majority of these outlets, which are inundating you with emails today? Because I'm going to say, don't believe you. Believe you. You know, I'm unafraid of Big Cyber like
you're
you.
You're taking on Big Cyber
I
right
will
now.
Take Big Cyber on because you're frauds. I'm not going to be the one to monitor. This is a classic me where I'll say, we should do this. You know this well. Cook knows this well. Other people in my personal life, they know this well too. We should do that. And eventually, most of you probably by the next week or two with me, we means I should do it. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, as Cook knows, and I'm sure most of your family knows as I do, standard policy in a sense, let's just wait till Chad forgets.
Yeah. That's another good thing. But if we monitor this, I'm going to tell you 98% of them will have the same price or better prices the next 23 days.
That's not what I have been told via the 17,000 emails I have received today. This is it. This is the day. Okay? And if
you're
I don't
a colossal
act,
sucker no, if you're
if
buying
I
that.
Don't act by 11:59 p.m. tonight, it's over. They're just going to clean out my wallet if I want to come back for something.
There are a lot of people who buy it.
Yeah.
A lot of you suckers.
Maybe they're right.
They could be.
Maybe you're just not into the holiday
season. And that's why we should work on that.
You'll forget by Tuesday.
I want you to jot down tonight when you get home 500 prices. Go to 500 places and
start writing them right now.
Keep track of those and keep us up to date. It's 49 past 2. Mr. Cyber himself, Jason DeRosa, next.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.